Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, this is Michael Kay with another edition of Coastside Carousel. This week we're going to feature Joe Gostino from local Half Moon Bay band Wall of Blues. But before we start, let me remind you that we are sponsored by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. You can't miss Cameron's at the south end of town, right off Highway 1. Big red double-decker bus parked in front and 80 bottles of beer on the wall inside. So for good times, good friends, good brews, and good food, drop on by Cameron's. So without further ado, let me introduce our guest for this week, Joe Gostino. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks a lot for having me on.
I'm so glad you can make it. As you know, this show is dedicated to our local Half Moon Bay artists, and of which you are one of many. And I'm
allegedly,
so glad you can make it down.
Yeah.
Oh, you are, definitely, as we'll soon see. So, Joe, let's start off with how long have you been playing music, would you say? When did you start?
Well, I'm a harmonica player, so, you know, some people, because I don't know if I'm a musician or not. Somebody cornered us with the way some people think. But I've been playing, gosh, since high school, since I got out of high school. I was a big fan of Bob Dylan. I was listening to all the early stuff. And, of course, this is prior to, I think Self-Portrait may have just came out. So, but I was a big fan of the early 60s Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the harmonica played a big thing, and it was easy to carry around. So that was my first big influence.
Yeah, I love harp, and it is definitely, I've tried to play it, and trust me, it's, and it takes a lot of work. I can't get it out. I'm more of a saxophone player.
Well, I think I'm a good player, but, you know, and I'm a reasonably good player. I really am, but. Boy, I listen to some of these people out there, and I just have to say, wow, I thought I knew how to play harmonica. These guys are just, they do unbelievable things, and it is hard. Because you can't see what you're doing
mm-hmm.
on the harmonica. With
yeah.
You know, there's no fretboard, there's no keys in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all by feel and by patterns and by memory.
Mm-hmm. Who would you say are the harmonica players that you most revere or think about when you talk?
A guy named Jack Kidney from a band called 1560-75 out of Kent, Ohio.
Okay.
I grew up in Ohio. And they're still around, and he was a tremendous inspiration. Chicago Blues. He was a Chicago Blues player in the style of Little Walter.
Little Walter.
Yeah. Mainly Little Walter. And Rice Miller and Junior Wells. These are the guys that I really cut my teeth on.
You know, I was listening to some Little Walter not that long ago. I've got one of his, you know, like 25 songs on this one CD by him. And it's amazing to see how much he influenced the Rolling Stones.
Oh,
and
yeah.
His phrasing, both vocals and harmonica. Mick Jagger just, you know, is
yeah.
channeling him.
Yes, indeed.
I think the first professional harmonica player I ever saw was actually down in Los Angeles at a little club called the Ash Grove on Melrose. And it's this guy I'd never heard of before. I just wandered in there. It was around 1972, and his name was Charlie Musselwhite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, very good.
Oh, he was fabulous. So you've been at it for quite a while, and you've got this band, Wall of Blues. How long ago did you guys form up?
Well, the band's been around for about... Oh, gosh, it's been about 14 years now. It was actually formed off of Craigslist. We have players from, at that time, all over the Bay Area. I joined about a dozen years ago because their lead singer, harmonica player, he had a bow out for a period of time, and so they were looking for another player, so they put an ad in Craigslist. I happened to see it and respond, and they hired me as well as a singer. My singing abilities wasn't as good as this other guy.
Okay.
So they decided, oh, let's just hire them both. and we played like that, up until about 5 years ago when the lead singer went out to form a classic rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And so from thence on, the vocal duties have been shared by myself and our guitar player, and our bass player sings a few okay. too, but it's mainly myself and the guitar player do
do the vocals now.
So you guys have been together for a long time then.
Yeah. And you know, when I said it was formed on Craigslist, way back at the time, we had a guy, one of the guys was from El Cerrito, the singer was from Hercules, the guitar player was from Alameda, the drummer was from San Francisco, I was from Benicia, and the sax key player lived in Pacifica.
Huh.
At this point in the venture, most of us are now on the peninsula here.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, with only the bass player that is still in El Cerrito.
I've been in a few bands, and you got the typically you got your front person that carries it, but then the other part can be supporting casts of various people.
Yeah.
Uncommon.
You know, fortunately, back in the day, we hardly ever practiced. We practiced maybe twice a year to get some songs together, and then we would, you know, and we were good. And sometimes we would just do a song on the spot. But these guys were so good that we were able to pull it off. I remember we added I Feel Good, you know, James Brown, into our repertoire because somebody in the audience said, hey, let's play some James Brown. And the bass player says, yeah, I know I Feel Good. You want to try it? And, you know, myself and the sax player looked at each other because of the one signature riff.
Right.
And we go, yeah, we're spunky. We're able
why
to,
not, right?
Yeah, why not? So we did it, and it was perfect.
Nice.
It was flawless. And we've been doing it ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, this is with one of the guitar players in the course of these dozen or so years. He never liked to practice. He didn't even like to have a set list. We would show up for the rehearsal. We all knew the songs that we personally knew, and he would call them off, or I would call them off, whoever. You know, somebody would call off a song, hey, let's do this, and then we would do it. But he would always do that to us. He would throw songs, well, let's do this song I heard, and here's the chord progressions, and it starts out on this key, and we would do it. And he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the good thing about having really good players in the band.
We can just jump in.
Yeah, and, you know, we always had great shows.
Yep. Yeah, good at pattern recognition.
Exactly.
You know, being able to understand the pattern and pick it up quickly.
Right, right. And that does help that most of the songs are simple. We don't have a lot of crazy, you know, arrangements. Right.
It's 1-4-5 or 1-5-4.
Exactly, it's 8-bar blues or whatever. But fortunately now we got John Hall, who plays with Brother Buzz, and he's been with a million other bands in the Bay Area. He's in Pacifica there, and he has a studio, and so now we're starting to practice more and more. And so we're branching into a little bit more complex song, and you know we're having a blast with it. We're having a blast.
Yeah. I like that. I mean, a lot of songs, they could have a simple chord progression, but if you throw in some modulations, you know, in the middle or something, it can really
or some create a lot of interesting power. Stops.
Yep. Where the whole band has to be there together, right?
You have to stop. Otherwise, it's like, wow, come on. Yeah, we don't like that. Not at all.
Too funny. No, I hear you about the guitar player calling out songs. I've played with a band for a while, a blues band, and lead guitar player hated set lists. He would turn away from me. I was doubling on keys and sax at the time. And he turned to the rhythm section and said, well, let's do this. And we'll do it in this key. And then he'd start playing. Well, I was on the other side. I couldn't even hear what they're going to start with.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's, I like it when, you know, we're doing a song and the song comes up and then you're thinking, oh my God, how does it start? And then, you know, the drummer counts it in, and then at that last millisecond, it comes to you. It's like an amazing miracle.
Uh-huh. It's like the hangman's noose, right? It concentrates the mind.
Yeah.
So do you ever play any of the local blues jams at all?
A blues jam? You mean like
Stan Earhart's
like
Stan
on Sunday night at the American Legion, which happens to be the best jam session on the coast side. Come on down Sunday evening, 6:00.
Absolutely.
Or 6:30. I get down there. Well, actually, I don't get down there enough.
Yeah.
I'll get down there once a month, once every 2 months, and I could walk down there, but I don't know. I'm just lazy. I'm older and I'm just getting lazy. I park myself on the couch. I don't want to get up. Whatever. But it depends on what else I've been doing that day.
There you go.
But that is a Stan's jam is spectacular. We got some of the best players on the peninsula come down there.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. Some great, great guys.
Yeah. So I think that we're going to sort of wrap things up here and start playing a few of your tunes. So I want to express my appreciation to you coming on down here and giving us a chance to hear some of your music, hear your story, hear about the band. We're going to lead off with Josephine.
New Orleans favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can call it what you want. I call it messing
So, Joe, do you guys have any gigs coming up soon?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we got a gig at the always fun and famous Half Moon Bay Brewery in Princeton on May 13th. It's a Friday. Don't let that discourage you. But we always have a lot of fun at the Half Moon Bay Brewery. There's always a lot of great friends show up, a lot of friends of the bands that come and see us all the time over the many years. Always a fun time. And the food's not bad either.
I always enjoy playing at the Brewing Company. It's just a good, fun vibe. A lot of local folks here from Half Moon Bay. Yeah, so what was that date again, Joe?
Friday, May 13th. And we start at 7 till 10.
But if
you guys are good, maybe we can go a little over.
All right, so don't forget, May
13th.
May 13th, Half Moon Bay Brewing Company, Wall of Blues. Well, that wraps up another edition of Coastside Carousel. This is your host, Michael Kay, keeping it real.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.